531.
PM News at 3, Malo Lavalesoi for Malilangi Mama, I'm Nemai Vudango. Leading Pacifica in the media are raising questions about the proposed merger of TVNZ and RNZ. Media consultant Sarah Jane Alika says she isn't sure if the merger will mean more funding for Pacifica Broadcasting.
But you really find out how practical it is when it comes down to the detail of actually what's available for our people. There's no clarity around that at the moment. There's no percentage given to available funding for our people. So you don't know whether it's going to increase the market share or decrease it.
A Cook Islands historian says it's time for the Cook Islands to step up and become a full member of the Commonwealth. Howard Henry says this would be an easier first step than a United Nations membership and put the Cook Islands on the world stage.
One just needs to have a look at the Commonwealth, any of the websites and membership. Every country's there that's a member. Their flags are all there. Cook Islands is nowhere. We're not mentioned anywhere, so as far as the Commonwealth is concerned, we don't exist. And yet, the people of the Cook Islands have been British subjects of the British Empire and the Commonwealth for more than 120 years.
Henry says a formal request could be made before the next Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, which will be held in Samoa in 2024. In Kiribati, a groundbreaking ceremony has taken place before a major upgrading of Te Maiku Sunrise Primary School. $1.3 million is being spent on building work, including 11 new classrooms and a school maniaba or meeting house. Water, sanitation and hygiene facilities will also be upgraded. About 500 students will benefit from the work, which is being funded by Australia. A Pacifica-infused orchestral performance will be showing for the first time in Wellington tonight. The Mana Moana project is a collaboration between the Wellington Signature Choir and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Songs from Tonga, Samoa, Niue, Tokelau, Fiji and Cook Islands will fill the Michael Fowler Centre. Signature Choir Musical Director Fepule Ai Helen Tupai says the project's revitalising iconic anthems from the Pacific. That's PM News at 3 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnews.co.nz.